All right. We've reached it. The top five, our favorite albums of 2013 right here on the mixtape. I'm Tom O'Connell. With me is Brian Cleveland. And before we get into the top five, why don't we talk about numbers 15 through six for each of us. I'll start. Brian, I see you doing some important radioing over there. And so I'll go through my list here. At number 15, I had Once I Was an Eagle by Laura Marling, Overgrown by James Blake, the Mercury Prize winner, and before that at number 14. At 13, I had Waves with Afraid of Heights, If You Leave by Daughter at number 12, Yola Tango's Fade at number 11, Walking into Pretty Days by Kurt Vile at number 10, In Rolling Waves by The Naked and Famous at number 9, Rizzle Kicks and A Roaring Twenties at number 8, Heim and Days Are Gone at number 7, and most recently, you just heard a track, if you've been listening to the previous hour, Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High by Arctic Monkeys off their album AM, and that was at number 6.
At number 15, I had The Knife and Shaking the Bitch Wool. At number 14, My Bloody Valentine and MBV. At number 13, Run the Jewels, self-titled debut. At number 12, Four Swords and Engravings. At number 11, Special Request Soul Music. Number 10 was Blank Banshee with the mixtape Blank Banshee 1. At number 9, I placed Huerco S and Colonial Patterns. At number 8, DJ Rashad and Double Cup. Number 7, Learning Culkin. And most recently, the self-titled debut EP from Graze. And that brings us into our top 5 with the third hour, our final hour to go. We're about to get into our most favorite of our favorite records, including number 1.
Can't wait. So why don't you get things started here, Brian?
All right, you're going to hear from The Field. Cupid's Head is the fourth album by Swedish electronic music producer Axel Wilner under the alias The Field, and continues the direction of the project with subtle added touches. Too much caffeine, maybe.
That happens.
Too much radioing. Yeah. Working with a consistency that sees a strong album released every 2 years. The new album, Created Without Computers, is a moodier work, perfectly balancing sleekness and aggression while being more intense than any other Field record. As Larry Fitzmaurice writes, my chosen track to play today, No No, is the album's greatest moment of awe, with endlessly looped voices, with each iteration of the title phrase gradually stretching it further into the void. Over a bed of stormy amorphous rhythms and off-white static, the sample voice changes shape from high-pitched to low, staccato to elongated, specific to indefinable, until there's nothing left but a broken helicopter blade beat and an unadorned vocal sample that vibrates with a menacing infection. It's a wellspring of tension on an album that brims with paranoia.
All right, my number 5 album is probably the longest titled album on either of our lists. It is from Nico Case of New Pornographer's fame, and the album's titled The Worse Things Get, The Harder I Fight. The harder I fight, the more I love you. And it was a benchmark year for the New Pornographer's frontwoman. This is her 6th solo album, and it garnered widespread critical acclaim and earned a Grammy nomination for Best Alternative Album. It also ranked in the top 50 albums of 2013 in Rolling Stone magazine. I think it was somewhere in the 30s, but I don't know, you may need to fact check me on that if you want to. Anyway, I have an excerpt here from the Pitchfork review of the album, which says, somehow, The Worse Things Get is Case's tightest record and also her strangest. With his off-kilter arrangements and eccentric turns of phrase, it's a world unto itself. If it has any contemporaries, they're records like Fiona Apple's The Idler Wheel or Cat Power's Son, the works of artists for whom maturity has not meant putting out that fire that Case sings so evocatively about chasing. I'll be playing a track called Calling Cards.
All right, we're about to get into the best of the best of 2013. Keep it locked right here on Local 107.3 FM. You're listening to The Mixtape as we bring you our favorite records of 2013. Here is The Field.
Thank you.
All right, we are back here on the mixtape on Local 107.3 FM. Scrambling here because I messed up. All right, we just heard our number five favorite albums of 2013. From me, most recently, you heard Calling Cards off of Nico Case's The Worst Things Get. And before that, we heard No No by The Field off their album Cupid's Head. And that was Brian's number five pick. And now moving on to number four. So I guess I'll go first here. Number four for me, my favorite album of 2013, was the Floating Coffin from The OCs, which are a band from San Francisco, California. They began as an outlet for John Dwyer to release his instrumental experimental home recordings. Over the course of several albums and genre transitions, The OCs evolved into a full band with the current lineup featuring John Dwyer, Bridget Dawson, Petey Dammit, Mike Schoen, and Lars Finberg. Floating Coffin has received universal acclaim with a Metacritic score of 82 out of 100. Pitchfork Media's Evan Minsker called Floating Coffin another resounding success, writing, "For an album stuffed with great melodies, smooth transitions, shredding guitar solos, and stellar percussion work, it's hard to mind when lyrics take a back seat. That said, although Floating Coffin does quite well at its searing powerhouses, the quieter moments add a much-needed sonic diversity." And you'll be hearing a track, the first track off that album called I Come From the Mountain.
And that one would definitely be in my honor mentions. Big fan of that band. And they've been putting out really fine records for pretty much every year for the last few years, sometimes two. And it was recently, while I had first heard that there was going to be a new record in 2014, most recently I heard that apparently John Dwyer moved and the band is currently on hiatus now.
Boo.
So I don't know what's going to happen there. I think they're normally based in San Francisco and he just moved to LA, so I guess we'll have to wait and see, but I'm gonna guess that he'll probably just put the band back together with different members or something like that.
They're not that far apart,
and maybe they already have record recorded, so maybe it will also come out still. But anyway, Old is the third album from Detroit's Danny Brown and my number four pick this year, and the first officially sold through physical and digital retailers. Originally announced in August 2012 as ODB, referencing late Wu-Tang Clan member Old Dirty Bastard, with whom Brown is often compared, the album's title was changed in December 2012. The track includes production from American as well as British record producers and Canadian producers, such as A-Track, Bad Bad Not Good, Frank Dukes, Oh No, Paul White, Rusty, and Skywalker, among others. The album also features guest appearances from fellow artists such as Freddie Gibbs, A$AP Rocky, Schoolboy Q, Absol, Screwfizzer, Charlie XCX, and Purity Ring. Old was ranked at number 17 on Rolling Stone's list of the top 50 Best Albums 2013. Spin positioned it at number 12 on their list of Best 50 Albums of 2013. Pitchfork named the album on their list at number 5. And XXL named it the 9th Best Album of 2013. We're going to hear a track called 25 Bucks, which features Purity Ring, which is definitely a pretty strange feature, but it definitely works out. Not something... Yeah, I think that Purity Ring, there was also earlier in the year, the way this came about was that Danny Barron remixed a Purity Ring song and put a few verses on top of it. That was pretty cool. So definitely it makes sense. Corn Rodic did a pretty cool job producing the music for this song, and hopefully I'd like to hear some more stuff like that. So anyway, this is the track you're here today.
All right, so The OCs followed by Danny Brown, number 4, right here on the mixtape.
We'll be right back. $25, mama braid your hair. Sit on a porch chair, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights and that's how we was living. $25, mama braid your hair. Sit on a porch chair, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights and that's how we was living.
With my knees, if I grind down my teeth, I know from the attic of me, from the bottoms of fleets, from the wayward it seems.
Arthritis in her fingers, carpal tunnel in her wrist, but the feet are kids at night, sit between her legs and twist. While she listens to that oldie soap opera, smoking bogeys on the phone, gossiping, tell that homegirl story. Girlfriend worried cause her son's in a hurry to see the state pen or a cemetery buried. My reply, do her best, but it's still rough. Keep your kids off the street and away from them drugs. Doing hair in a house, ain't putting on Daniel. Daddy in and out, and who turned that channel? Triggers turn the house shoes, stepping on the back, ashing her cigarette in a brown paper bag. Smoking joints, slapping, trying to get the first straight. But 10, put your permit on scratch all day. I cold on stove, put the food in the bowl, say, doesn't mean it nights. It was hard to keep on. Now a trap in a double ain't forgetting. Wanna see me dead or locked in a prison? In a system with division, only thing I add up. Cause I'm trying to get a couple bucks. Now I'm trapped in a double ain't forgetting. Wanna see me dead or locked in a prison? In a system with division, only thing add up. Trying to get a couple bucks. $25, mama paid your hair. Sit on the porch chair, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights and that's how we was living. $25, mama paid your hair. Sit on the porch chair, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights and that's how we was living. Zigzags, good night, fast food. If you really ballin', mommy cop Chinese food. If you really wonder why these people got issues, cause the rent owed and the fucking lights do. On her knees at night, pray a miracle come through. Daddy shooting craps, trying to win a pair of shoes. I've been growing my hair, about to let mommy twist it out. While I with my friends, even got myself a biscuit. Call me mommy smoking wet nut and I lose. Now we stashing cracks in some $100 shoes. Sitting at his crib, smoking switches, getting faded. Told me hit my mommy up, cause he trying to get braided. What we gon' do? See that local dope man. See if he can put some money in our hand. Same one jump me, the same one front me, cause I'm tired of seeing my family f***ed up and hungry. Now I'm in a trap and a double ain't forgetting. Wanna see a nigga in a locked in a prison. In the system with division, only thing add up. Try to get a couple bucks. Now I'm trapped in a double ain't forgetting. Wanna see a nigga that I locked in a prison. System with division, only thing to add up. F***ed up, cause a nigga trying to get a couple bucks. $25, mama braid your hair. Sit on the porch chair, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights, nigga, that's how we was living. $25, mama braid your hair. Sit on the porch chair, do it on the stairs. Grew your hair out and you wanna get it twisted. Fed us many nights, nigga, that's how we was living.
Okay, folks, we have reached the top three of each of our favorite 15 albums of 2013 here on the mixtape. But before we get to that, let's look at our number four picks. First up was mine off the album titled Floating Coffin. This I had the OCs with I Come From the Mountain. And after that was Brian's number four pick, which was Danny Brown. We played a track called $25 featuring Purity Ring. And what was the name of that album again?
It's called Old.
Right.
And I have the new, most recently in the, before the we played the OCs, I mentioned that it had been announced that they might be taking an indefinite hiatus or breaking up, but that also there was plans for a record in 2014. And so I started looking up information about it to see if there had been anything more in the last week or so over the holidays. And back on December 20th, John Dwyer came out and tried to quell any rumors of such news. It is true that it sort of came about by their tour manager or their band manager putting out that he might be needing a break because they'd been putting out records steadily for about 5 years and he was moving to LA and some other folks were moving to Santa Cruz. But they said that they're not going on hiatus. They do have a new record coming out in early 2014 and they're just not sure where the live shows will go because, you know, they're so far apart. So no worries. As I suspected, John Dwyer can't be silenced. He's almost like Guided by Voices and Robert Pollard, where they're putting out three records a year. You know, sometimes they put out two records. So new record probably in a couple months. So
Right on.
No worries. We're going to jump into our number three picks of 2013. I'm going to play from 22-year-old Manchester-based artist Sam Walton, known simply as Walton, who is the latest rising star to come out of Code 9's Hyperdub camp, releasing a very strong, well-rounded debut called Beyond of bass-heavy, smooth, soulful grooves with an array of vintage synths. The album follows a series of 2011 EPs and continues the trend of blending elements of bassline, UK funky, and Detroit techno. Upon the album's release, Walton stated that he didn't want to stick to a specific genre, just a vibe, and I think he definitely follows through on that goal with this record. Brad Stabler writes that my favorite two tracks, that they are the album's most crowd-pleasing duo with a calm-response vocal interplay of Love on the Dance Floor and Every Night. The former jumps off to the same starting point of You and Me, its industrial clatter meeting a central three-chord road stab. Before long, the song's grime rhythm transforms into a jazz-tinged bounce, the composition anchored by a whispered vocal sample, teasing the listener to make your move before adding, I'm gonna dance away my clothes off. It's good fun, but the LP's real payoff is Lush Every Night, which is the track I'm gonna play, where synth horns take this vocal sample from Love on the Dance Floor and refit it into a midnight banger.
And after that, you'll hear my number three favorite album of 2013, which is The Bones of What You Believe by Churches. And they are a trio from Glasgow, consisting of Ian Cook, Martin Doherty, and Lauren Mayberry. This year they performed on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon and at South by Southwest, where they won the inaugural Grolkig Prize for Developing Non-US Act. Rolling Stone ranked The Bones of What You Believe as number 32 on their Best Of list, saying, on their debut, this Glasgow trio made indie ween synth rock that hit with such a big box thwump as Rihanna or Katy Perry's Roar. Singer Lauren Mayberry throws herself into stalker pop come-ons, and nearly every song is bright and cutting and almost scarily impassioned. I'll be playing my personal favorite track off this album, titled Gun.
All right, kicking it off here is Every Night by Walton, right here on the mixtape as we bring you our third of 15 favorite albums of 2013.
Dance It's
All right, there are our number three picks for our favorite albums of 2013. First, you heard a track from Beyond by Walton called Every Night, which was Brian's number three, and mine, which was off of The Bones of What You Believe by Churches, a track called Gun. And that brings us to number two. Can you believe it? We're almost there. Almost to our number ones.
Right on track.
And right on schedule as well. So I guess I'll talk about my numéro deux album of the year.
Oh, so eclectic and international.
That's me.
What European flavor.
I know, right? And it's the album here... not the album. That's the name of the song I was going to play. The album is called Reflector by Arcade Fire. The world-renowned Montreal outfit has had a hefty task in following up their Grammy-winning third album, The Suburbs, and to do so, they went south, way south. The band spent time in Haiti and Jamaica after the whirlwind success of The Suburbs, and the sounds of those places are definitely coming through in tracks like Here Comes the Nighttime and throughout the entire record. As per usual, Arcade Fire introduced Reflector to the world in a unique and innovative way. After their appearance on the season premiere of Saturday Night Live, NBC aired a 30-minute special which featured cameos from James Franco, Ben Stiller, Rainn Wilson, Michael Cera, and Bono, which was recorded as a surprise concert at Montreal's Club Salsa Tech. Coming down the pipe for Arcade Fire is the upcoming film Her, directed by Spike Jonze. The band provides the film's score and has a couple tracks on the soundtrack. We're going to be hearing a song called We Exist off that album, and after that we'll be hearing for Brian's number two pick.
And of course the best part is the massive paper mache heads.
Yes, they're
everyone
creepy.
Should own.
They're terrifying.
My second most favorite record of 2013 is Vapor City, which is the first release on Ninja Tune for Berlin-based American electronic artist Travis Stewart, a.k.a. Machine Drum. The album follows his 2011 breakout Rooms and continues to show Stewart as one of the best producers of R&B-laced electronica since the trend emerged in the last few years. Vapor City is a concept album with each track devoted to a district of an imaginary metropolis. The tracks and influences vary, with some tracks having a strong hint of Boards of Canada-style ambience and others featuring Flying Lotus reminiscent jazz-inflected hip-hop. The album was recently followed up this month with a free Vision EP featuring six ambient tracks with a Vision Center district, and you're going to hear a track called Don't Want to Lose You.
All right, so Arcade Fire followed by Machine Drum right here on the mixtape on Local 107.3 FM.
Through you, walking.
Okay, Machine Drum and Arcade Fire are second favorite albums of 2013, which means we've done it. We've made it to number one. Brian, why don't you start off here with your favorite album of 2013?
Sure. And yeah, that was a track called Don't Want to Lose You by Machine Drum, probably my favorite track of 2013. At number one is Boards of Canada and Tomorrow's Harvest. Scottish electronic music duo brothers Michael Sanderson and Marcus Eon released their long-anticipated fourth album in June after teasing the record with a cryptic marketing campaign that began on Record Store Day 2013 with the release of an unannounced non-album single. The single, ... I won't go through it all, featured part of an unidentified code with five additional pieces, which would have been titled aptly as well. Similarly, released through various media outlets, including BBC Radio 1, NPR, Adult Swim, and the fan site Tuism, and culminated in users gaining access to a new website containing information about the upcoming release. The combined codes are used as a password to allow users access to an exclusive video and link to pre-order Tomorrow's Harvest. The record is first release in 7 years, and the duo said they began recording sessions immediately after releasing 2005's The Campfire Head Phase. Influenced by film soundtracks from the 1970s, Tomorrow's Harvest features a more down-tempo form of ambient music, similar to Boards of Canada's early releases, that is. The album received immediate critical acclaim with the 17th highest Metacritic score in 2013 with a score of 85 and 33rd highest rated album on any decent music's random of critics' year-end album list. The title of the record is said to be inspired by Deadly Harvest, a 1977 film about climate change and widespread crop failures. This idea just seems to be reflected in the title tracks of tracks, including my favorite track off the album, the track that will be playing, Cold Earth. However, Board of Canada has denied that Tomorrow's Harvest deals with post-apocalyptic themes, stating it is about an inevitable stage that lies in front of us. Continuing with their cryptic and gradual reveal of the record, this track was played just before Warp label mates Square Pusher set at Detroit's Movement Electronic Music Festival, broadcast over the Sound System, accompanied by Pink Visuals on May 27th. In an interview with The Guardian, Sanderson said, "We're definitely vintage hardware freaks. We're always using older gear. Everything we use is decrepit. Our studio is full of wooden things covered with red LEDs. We'll go to great lengths to get hold of a specific instrument just to get a particular sound. For example, there's a sound in Cold Earth that is something like only 1 second of audio. It comes from an obscure old effect unit that cost us a lot of time and road miles to source, and it ended up being just 1 second of audio on the record."
All right, my number one favorite album of 2013 is Vampire Weekend's Modern Vampires of the City. Released in May, Modern Vampires of the City debuted at number one on the Billboard charts, their second consecutive album to do so. To say the album has received strong reviews is an understatement. It has been named among the top albums of the year in dozens of publications, taking the number one spot on lists from NPR, Pop Matters, Rolling Stone, Slant, Under the Radar, the former Sports Center host Jay Onwright, and Pitchfork as well. And I have a big excerpt from Pitchfork, but I'd rather just get to the music here. So here we go. Our favorite albums of 2013, Boards of Canada and Vampire Weekend.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning in over the last 3 hours. We really enjoyed bringing this special to you. It's been The Mixtape, bringing you our favorite records of 2013. Go to our Facebook group, The Mixtape, on Local 107.3 FM for all this information, honorable mentions, our full list, and more, including a download of the program. See you next year, I guess.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Lifetime, baby, 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 right on time.